Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, holy shit. We have a lot of devastating breaking news for the Trump administration this morning after an awful jobs report just came in, after oil prices are surging, and the United States and Israel's joint war with Iran is backfiring on not only the Trump administration, but the American people by extension. Honestly, the entire globe is suffering due to the consequences of Donald Trump and Netanyahu's actions. Trump just gave a phone interview with CNN's Dana Bash where he seems to be melting down, trapped in a corner, and squirming. We'll get there in just one moment, but to recap this morning, I posted a tweet that says, "Holy shit, catastrophic morning for Trump. Oil prices are surging as the Strait of Hormuz slows to a halt. 92,000 jobs unexpectedly lost in February." We'll cover that in just one moment. "Market shock as a result of the prior points that I just made." Markets are just plummeting right now. "And then Trump decided to ease sanctions on Russian oil because we need more oil right now as prices are surging, which gives Russia more money to then bomb Ukraine and start more wars. He's making the world inherently more chaotic." And then this is all to learn that Russia is actually helping fund our enemies in Iran as well, as they historically have. So Donald Trump is shooting himself in the foot, stepping on a rake, being hoisted by his own petard, whatever like analogy you want to use. This is terrible for the American people, for the average consumer, for the average person on the planet. And this is all before we take into account the massive death count from this war already. The 175 schoolgirls who were killed, the tens of thousands of Iranians that have been mowed down by the regime since January, and the thousands more that have been killed since the beginning of this war, the six U.S. service members, and many, many more people. We will continue to relentlessly cover this on the Adam Mockler channel every single day, so make sure you drop a like to help boost the message, and we want to disrupt the MAGA narrative that has been proliferating for the past few years. We are going to come in and bring the facts, so make sure you subscribe if you appreciate that mission. Let's start off with Fox News reporting the awful job numbers. I mean, this is Fox News with the Labor Secretary, Lori Chavez Dramer, and on the bottom right, you see Dow Futures just dropping, being obliterated, as Fox is being forced to report how awful these numbers are.
Madam Secretary, 92,000 jobs out in February. Fewer jobs in healthcare, fewer jobs for information services because of AI. The weather hurt things. Government employment down. If you add it all up, it doesn't look good for the Trump economy.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you. I think we have to address the fact that this is not a good report in its raw numbers, but we have to also talk about why this possibly has happened, this snapshot in time. It was mentioned, the weather. We saw healthcare numbers go down. We saw a record strike in California.
Did she just say the weather? Wait, did this happen because of the weather? This happened because of Donald Trump's tariffs squeezing small businesses. This happened because Donald Trump tariffed all of our allies, which hurts trade. This happened because Donald Trump has been starting wars and focused on foreign issues without helping the average American. His labor secretary couldn't help but concede that this was just awful for the administration, but then is spinning this in the craziest way possible.
Over 30,000 jobs lost there, but that has been resolved, so we're hoping to see those numbers tick back up next month. But overall, we've gained 60,000 new jobs over the last 2 months. So this is important for us to recognize what the message is here, what the noise is.
Okay, it then gets much, much worse. As she's speaking, they're showing where the jobs are. I mean, health services jobs are plummeting, mining and logging plummeting, manufacturing, construction, government. Why is Trump placing tariffs on all of these countries to supposedly bring back manufacturing jobs, but we've lost 12,000 over the course of February? We've lost more manufacturing jobs in Donald Trump's first year than we've lost over like the past decade. It's absolutely absurd. And this is where Donald Trump begins to panic, calling into CNN, and you will not effing believe what this guy says. Dana Bash from CNN reports that he immediately begins talking about Cuba. I don't know, regime change in Cuba, or going to war with Cuba. This is a madman who is trying to divert away from a plummeting economy, from an awful midterms that are looming. And he even talks about the midterms later in a very scary way. We'll get to that, but let's just watch his first part of Danabash.
He quickly turned to Cuba. He said, without being asked, Cuba is going to fall pretty soon, by the way, but Cuba is going to fall. They want to make a deal so badly. And I asked, how so? He said, they want to make a deal, so I'm going to put Marco over there, and we'll see how that works. But we're really focused on this one now, meaning Iran. We've got plenty of time on Cuba.
We're kidding here. We're only a few months out from the midterms, and Donald Trump is going from Venezuela to Iran. Now he's trying to talk about Cuba. I personally think he's just desperate to distract away from the awful jobs report, the awful Iran situation. He probably doesn't actually care about Cuba. That's Marco Rubio's little mission, but Trump is so desperate to distract away from this. As economist Heather Long reports, a dismal February jobs report. The U.S. economy lost 92,000 jobs in February, and the unemployment rate ticked back up to 4.4%. Even healthcare shed 28,000 jobs in February. December was also revised down to -17,000. January was revised to 126,000. Unemployment rate is 4.4%. It's the highest since December and one of the higher rates in the past few years. Let's continue with Donald Trump's Dana Bash phone call as she reports it after.
Region, I asked about rising gas prices, and he said, that's all right. It'll be short term. It'll go way down very quickly. And I said, well, they're pretty high now. And he said, no, they're not. They're up a little bit, not much, but it'll drop to record lows. And so I asked, well, does this mean that you're going to figure out the Strait of Hormuz soon? Again, something you were just talking about. He said, quote, it's already figured out. We've knocked their Navy because, you know, when you knock out the Navy, they can't do what they wanted to be able to do. The Navy is almost, he said, we just hit the 25 mark. Can you imagine that? Big ones. 25 ships are down. We're doing very well.
And he's bragging about some arbitrary war that does not benefit the average American. He's bragging about killing people while she's asking about gas prices rising. When he says that gas prices haven't gone up much, holy privilege. He hasn't bought gas in decades. He's sitting in this insular White House where Secret Service protects him, while the average American has seen a massive spike in gas prices since Saturday, but especially since the beginning of the year. Oil prices have surged 50% since January. 50%, not 15, but 50%. That is a massive surge. And if you combine that with the healthcare increase due to the ACA premiums spiking after the subsidies expired, and if you combine that with the tariff increase that has squeezed the average family of an extra $1,000, that is pain. That is economic pain. And that is before I even mentioned the 92,000 jobs that we just lost. So he's saying that a 20% increase in gas prices over the past week isn't that bad. But then factor in the healthcare, factor in the tariff increase, factor in the unemployment. Let's just look at this. Breaking. U.S. oil prices surged to $86 a barrel for the first time since April of 2024. Qatar is now warning that prices could hit $150 a barrel. Look at this massive spike. As this is happening, the stock market is absolutely crashing, which the stock market obviously doesn't affect most Americans, but it affects a lot of Trump's allies. It's the thing that Republicans always cite, so it's funny to throw it back at them. And it's an overall indicator of where people are going. People are rapidly pulling their money out of the stock market, so that indicates that people are incredibly worried. Let's go back to Heather Long. The Economist says, key takeaways from today's dismal February jobs report. And by the way, if you appreciate us breaking down not only the Strait of Hormuz, not only the oil situation, but the jobs report and the overall state of the American economy, again, make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. It genuinely means a lot. Heather Long reports, key takeaways from the dismal February jobs report. One, U.S. firms aren't hiring with all this uncertainty. This is a point that I've been making in debates for like a year. And I feel like I get gaslit by these Republicans. It's just time and time again, Republicans gaslight me and say, oh, this isn't actually happening. But it is. When you put tariffs on every single country, you create uncertainty. You are squeezing U.S. firms. You are making sure that U.S. businesses can't operate with as much risk, as much capital. They can't reinvest in their employees. This is how it works. So U.S. firms just aren't hiring with this uncertainty. Number two, the U.S. has lost jobs since May of 2025, which is roughly when Trump put tariffs on all these countries. Number three, we're back up to 4.4% unemployment rate. One of the highest rates since 2021. Number four, healthcare has been the only bright spot over the past year, but even that one lost 28,000 jobs in February due to strikes. Number five, this is a big one for me and for the younger people watching my audience. Young workers and workers of color are struggling the most. When young workers and workers of color are struggling, that usually is an indicator of an upcoming recession. That is usually like an early indicator of a weakening job market because young employees are the first people to be laid off. Donald Trump then doubles down with a Truth Social post just a bit ago. He says, quote, "There will be no deal with Iran except unconditional surrender. After that, in the selection of a great and acceptable leader, we and many of our wonderful and brave allies and partners will work tirelessly to bring Iran back from the brink of destruction." Dude, you are the one that is causing all of this destruction. Going back to Donald Trump's interview with Dana Bash, he then confirms something that we have been talking about all week on this channel. If you watched my video yesterday, I lay out the truth of what happened behind our Iran strikes. Essentially, the short of it is that Israel was the one that said, "We are going to go to war with Iran, with or without you, America. You're either going to get pulled into it after Iran strikes you, or you can just come in with us now." So Donald Trump hesitantly gets pulled into this war, and he just wanted this to be like Venezuela, where he does a decapitation of the regime, so he removes the leader, and then replaces the leader with the number two. In the case of Venezuela, it was Delcy Rodriguez that took Maduro's place, and it was basically a nothing burger. Nothing substantive happened, no U.S. troops died, there wasn't much retaliation, and Donald Trump kind of got away with it. It was a nothing burger. It wasn't really a win or a loss. He thought that is exactly what was going to happen. But Netanyahu undermined Donald Trump's plan. Donald Trump had multiple replacements for the Ayatollah, about three or four. Netanyahu killed them. That essentially blew up Trump's plan, literally blew up Trump's plan, and caused a perpetual war that we now predict will be 6 to maybe 12 months. This is what we've been talking about all week on this channel, that Donald Trump got pulled into this war after Netanyahu screwed him over, and he confirms it in this clip right here. Donald Trump tells Dana Bash of CNN, quote, "It's going to work like it did in Venezuela. We have a wonderful leader there, and it's going to work like that." Of course, the Venezuelan leader was just Maduro's number two. There's not a wonderful leader. It's just Maduro's number two. But also, it's a little bit too late for this in Iran. We are pulled into this war. How is Donald Trump saying that we are going to just replace the leader with the number two, while also sending out Truth Social posts saying that there will be no deal with Iran except unconditional surrender? Wait a minute. Am I tweaking here? Are these two things directly contradictory? He says in one Truth Social post that there is going to be unconditional surrender and that Iran is going to completely cede. And then he says later on that actually this will be just like Venezuela. We're just going to let the regime go.
I do want to tell you one other important thing that he discussed with me. And it was about a 5-minute discussion, and that is who the next leader of Iran will be. You know, he told our colleague Barak Ravid yesterday that he had like three people in mind and that he wants to pick the person. And I asked him about that. I said, "How's that going to work?" And he said, "It's going to work very easily. It's going to work like it did in Venezuela. We have a wonderful leader there. She's doing a fantastic job, and it's going to work like that." And I said, "Okay, but are you okay with having a religious leader again, a different Ayatollah?" And he said, "Well, I may be. I mean, it depends on who the person is. I don't mind religious leaders. I deal with a lot of religious leaders, and they're fantastic." And then he went on to say, "I'm saying there has to be a leader that's going to be fair and just, do a great job, treat the United States and Israel well, and treat other countries in the Middle East. They're all our partners."
Okay, so now we're back to regime change as the primary goal of this war. Are we joking here? He has switched his goal about 5 to 6 times, and even this morning, he has said contradictory things about what he wants. Does he want unconditional surrender, or does he want to replace the number one of the regime with the number 2 of the regime, like he did in Venezuela, which technically isn't possible because they've killed like the top 3 or 4 replacements, according to Donald Trump. This is where the desperation and the panic gets a little bit worrying. Donald Trump then tells Dana Bash that the Save America Act is what he's very, very focused on, which means that he's getting more and more desperate ahead of the midterms. And then he begins to lump in no mail-in ballots with no transgender options for youth. I don't even know what he's ranting about here, but let's listen to this final desperate clip.
Then he went into discussing the Save America Act, which he says is the Save America Act, not the Save Act, which he says we always call it. And he said that he called it the most important thing that he wants to do other than the war right now. And he said that there are now 5 things in this Save America Act that he wants the House and the Senate to pass. He said no mail-in ballots except military, illness, disability, and travel. No men in women's sports. And no transgender operations for youth.
He added, what the hell is he yapping about?
Those 2 social issues to the voting issues that were part of the Save America Act.
It's very likely what he's going to try to do is use those other issues as wedge issues because he wants to be able to say, Democrats voted against this. Democrats voted against this issue, when in reality we're like, hey, we just don't want you to be able to rig elections. But going back to this, the dismal jobs report is going to affect a lot of young people, a lot of Americans who are already in a vulnerable position. And I want to show you how Fox News reported this as it was coming in.
Here we go. So we have a negative number for February non-farm payrolls, a loss of 92,000 jobs. You can see the market reacting. We are also seeing the unemployment rate tick up to 4.4%, a loss of factory jobs of 12,000, government jobs, a loss of 6,000, private sector jobs, a loss of 86,000, average hourly earnings up 3.8%.
What an absolute catastrophe for this administration. The broader economic data shows consumer sentiment dropping to its lowest point since 2014. That's 12 years ago. That's the recovery of the 2008 crisis. All other data shows that manufacturing jobs are rapidly bleeding. Of course, unemployment is up. We will keep tracking it for all of you. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like. I love you all. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.